again he saw the presence of Vrindavan without Krishna. First prakat, then aprakat, then again prakat. Therefore, Govindadas Kaviraj has written, nice, we could sing this one. O Krishna, you are staying very far away in Madhupuri, Mathura. But what is the condition of Vrindavan? All the Brijvasis in great pain and separation are calling, Kanu, Kanu. O Krishna, where are you? Even the birds are weeping. All are weeping and about to die. Yasoda and Nanda are crying so much, it is as if they have become blind, they cannot see. They are only sitting and weeping. They cannot stand, they are about to die, they are not cooking, for whom will they cook? Because the cows cannot hear you playing on your flute, they are not coming. They are not eating. Vichurada Nagara Bajar, the bazaars and the towns are empty. Kusuma Chajiali, the flowers, the bees have left all the flowers. They are only rolling on the ground, weeping. Mayurana Nachata Kopitna Bolata. The mayurs, the peacocks are not dancing. And the kapoti, the cuckoos, are not singing. Kokila na koreti agan. They are no longer calling cuckoo, cuckoo. They are simply weeping on the ground. Virahini rai, virajavare jar jar. Virahini rai, Srimati Radhika. She is simply weeping, burning in the fire of separation. Even the Yamuna does not flow anymore. This is the condition of Vrindavan. As Govinda tells the sad story of Vrindavan's separation. Therefore, as Uddhava arrived, was approaching in his chariot, the coward boys, who had been waiting on the side of the road when Krishna will return, they saw a chariot, they jumped, it's Krishna, come back. Oh. They saw it's not Krishna. Again, they went into separation. Uddhava asked, dear boys, can you tell me which way to Nanda Bhavan, the house of Nanda? The coward boy said, must be, you're not a Brijvasi, you are not from here. How you know I'm not from Vrindavan? Because they said, if you ask from Vrindavan, then how are you asking, where's the house of Krishna? But it's not very hard to find, Uddhav. You see that ditch flowing full of water. You follow that, it goes to Nanda Bhavan. The boy said, don't think the Brijvasis are happily feasting and eating. They're washing so many pots that water is coming down. No, that is tears from the residents of Nanda Bhavan. Therefore, Uddhav finally came to the house of Nanda. Nanda Baba came and welcomed him. Therefore, the Brijvasis, their homes were dirty, filled with leaves, grass, and spider webs. The Brijvasis maintained themselves somehow by some roots and fruits, some yogurt and buttermilk that neighboring villagers used to bring them. Therefore, they maintained their lives. And day and night, they lamented, alas, alas, we are dead despite living. So that day when Uddhav came, then Nanda was thinking, at least my guests should not fast. Therefore, he brought some sweet rice from a neighboring house. That sweet rice had no sugar in it, because since Krishna left, the sweetness had gone out of Vrindavan, Guru Maharaj always says. Therefore, Nanda Baba, his voice choked, he asked, must be life is good there in Mathura now that Kamsa has died by his result of his own sins? Because Nanda Baba also not believing how Krishna can kill Kamsa, Kamsa must have died as a result of his karma. Api smarati naha Krishna. Mataram Sudada Sakin Gopan Brajam Chatmanatam Govo Vrindavanam Girim. Does Krishna remember us? Api smarati na Krishna. Is Krishna thinking of us? Mataram Sudadam Sakin. Does he remember his friends, his well wishes, or his mother? Gopan Brajam Chatmanatam Gavo Vrindavanam Girim. Does he think of this Vrindavan? Sorry. Does he remember the cows? Does he remember Girim, Giriraj Govardhan? Gopan Brajam, does he remember the Braj, the Gopas of Vrindavan? Chatmanatham, of which he is the Lord of everything. Api asyasti Govinda. Will Govinda return the day after tomorrow? Swajanam srikidikshitam. If he does, then our family may see him again. Tadi drakshama tabaktram sunasam susmite keshanam. If he returns again, we can see his sweetly smiling face with his beautiful eyes and nose. Alas, he saved us from so many obstacles. Devagni vata varshat cha brisha sampachta rakshitaha. He saved us from the barsa, the rain of Indra, the brisa, brisasur. Oh, that great soul Krishna saved us from many obstacles. Can he not save us from the obstacle, the burning fire of his separation? Smaratam Krishna virjani lila panga nirikshitam hasitam basitam changa savana sitala kriya. Oh, Uddhava, when we remember the wonderful pastimes of Krishna, his playful glances, his smiling face and his words, Uddhava, we forget our material existence. Sometimes Uddhava feel like when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Jagannath Puri, Raghunath Goswami could not stay there anymore because every particle of dust of Jagannath Puri reminded Raghunath Goswami, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did this here. Nityananda did this here. Garada Pandit did this here. Therefore, every particle of sand of Jagannath Puri reminded Raghunath Goswami of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, he could not stay there, like living in a fire. Therefore, Raghunath Goswami ran away from Puri and went to Vrindavan. The same way Nanda Baba said, this remembrance of Krishna is like a burning poison. And in this house, everywhere we see the paraphernalia of Krishna. Therefore, sometimes Nanda, to try to forget Krishna, to escape that suffering of separation, Nanda Baba leaves the house and goes out of the house to Vrindavan. But Sarich Chaila Vano Deshan Mukunda Padabhushitam Akridam Ikshamananam Mano Yati Tad Atmanam. But Uddhav, everywhere, when we see the places where Krishna went and enjoyed his pastimes, the rivers, the hills, the forest, which are still decorated with the prints of his lotus feet, our minds become completely absorbed in him. Therefore, here is a meeting of the residents of Mathura and the residents of Vrindavan. Uddhav is a prem, parabhakta, but he has prema, but he has knowledge of Krishna's opulence, something. Therefore, Uddhav gave his own sandesh, Uddhav sandesh. Therefore, Nanda Baba, he doesn't know anything else except the feeling Krishna is my son, and Uddhav knows Krishna is my friend, but he's also Bhagawan. Therefore, Uddhav meeting Nanda Baba, Guru Maharaj says, it's like when a person wearing a top hat, they look at the top of Everest, what happens to their hat, Radhika? Falls off. When Uddhav looked at the top of Nanda Baba's prema, his hat fell off, means his intelligence was completely finished. Therefore, Nanda Baba said, I think maybe Krishna, maybe he was a great demigod, tops. He must have come here on the mission of the demigods. Thus Gargacharya said, he always comes to protect the to fulfill the mission of the devas. After all, Krishna killed huge demons like Kamsa, who had the strength of 10,000 elephants. As is, a lion kills a rabbit. Krishna killed many demons like Pralambasur, Denikasur, Arista, and Trinavarta. Thus, iti samsmita samsmita ananda Krishna anuraktadi. With his di, his buddhi, his intelligence completely attracted, anuraktadi. With intelligence completely absorbed in Krishna. Iti samsmita samsmita, thinking of his son again and again. His voice became choked, he could not speak, he was remained silent. Guru Maharaj said, Nanda has such prem towards Krishna. Imagine the prem of Yasoda, who has even more love. Isn't it? At least Nanda could walk and speak, but Yasoda couldn't even speak to greet Uddhav. She simply sat there thinking of her son with tears pouring from her eyes and milk pouring from her breast. She could not even speak. Therefore, Nanda Baba spoke for her. Therefore, Uddhav thought very carefully, what should I say? Krishna's message to them was to be pacify them, Oh, Nanda, oh, Yasoda, don't cry. But someone who sheds one tear for Krishna, their life is successful. Bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga dana, bhakti ye, Krishna nam, smanana kandana. What is bhakti yoga? Bhakti yoga means to chant the name of Krishna and to weep. Therefore, if one can shed one tear for Krishna, their lives are completely successful. Therefore, I tell him, don't cry for Krishna, it's a big offense. It's against all the scriptures. Then do I tell him, you're very lucky, cry more? Then this is against Krishna's instructions. Therefore, Uddhav thought very carefully, what do I say? Therefore, Uddhav presented his basket of gyan. Guru Maharaj said. Like, Uddhav brought his basket of gyan to Vrindavan, Shamala. But no one would buy it. No one would take Uddhav's message seriously. Therefore, Uddhav had to throw it in the Yamuna. Guru Maharaj said, it floated down the Yamuna, went in the Ganga and floated to Varanasi. Sai Baba picked it up there. Therefore, Uddhav thought very carefully, what should I say to Nanda and Yasoda? Therefore, he presented his own, some tattva gyan of Krishna's position. He said, Yuvan slagya tamano nunam. O Uddhav, O Nanda, O Yasoda, you are the most fortunate persons in the three worlds, because Akila Guru, the Supreme Guru, the Supreme Lord, Narayan, has become your son. Etohi visvasa cha bijayoni, Krishna and Balaram are the seed and the womb of the whole creation. They're everything. They enter the hearts of every living being. They're the supreme super soul. Okay, there, Jayadev? How much fortunate you are to think of the Supreme Lord. If someone even in an impure state thinks of him at the time of death, he achieves complete perfection. Therefore, you are all most fortunate ones. Do not lament. You will see Krishna again very soon. Because Krishna is present in the hearts of every living entity, just like fire is present in wood. Na mata na pita tasya na bhaja na sutadayo natmiyo na paraschapi na deho janma evacha. Krishna has no mother, he has no father, no wife, no children, no one is related to him, and yet no one is outside of him. He has no material body, he has no birth. Na chasya karma valoka sad asan misayonisa. Krishna has no work to perform. He never appears in any mixed species. Yet he appears in this world to give mercy to his devotees and to destroy the demons. Just as a person who spins around, when he stops, he considers the world to be moving. In the same way, a person afflicted by false ego considers himself to be the doer. He can understand that Krishna is the only doer. Therefore, yuvayo eva naivayam atmajo bhagavan hari sarvesho. What's that noise? Atmajo hi atma pita mata sa ishvara. The Supreme Lord is not your son. Indeed, he is the mother and father of everyone. He is the soul. Soul. He is the son, soul, mother and father of all living entities. Thus Krishna gave his message to Nanda. Nanda began to laugh. Oh, Uddhav, I thought you were a great learned scholar, but now I can see that you are a first class fool. What rubbish you are talking. You think because we live in a village we don't know the symptom of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? We are also hearing from Scripture. You are saying that Krishna is the Supreme Narayan, the origin of everything? What rubbish you are talking. Whatever, everyone considers you to be a greatly mature person, but I think even your milk teeth have not come out yet. How you can say rubbish like that? Krishna, you are saying that Krishna is Narayan, but Krishna has none of the symptoms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Lord is always pure, but Krishna is never pure. How many times a day we had to change his nappy? He's always passing water everywhere. We personally saw. The Supreme Lord has no birth, but I personally saw the umbilical cord was cut when he came from the womb of my wife. The Supreme Lord is free from anger, free from fault. But Krishna is always angry. If he doesn't get his way, he bites his lips and he breaks the pots in the house and runs away. The Supreme Lord is always truthful. Satya param satya bratam tri satyam. The Supreme Lord is always truthful, but Krishna is never truthful. Did you eat butter? He has butter on his lips. Ma mene makan kayo. I did not eat any butter. Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Krishna has none of the symptoms of the Supreme Lord. And you are saying that Krishna is Bhagawan? Uddhav began, Nanda Baba began to laugh. And he said, Uddhav, another mood came in the heart of Mr. Gore an hour and a half late. Then Uddhav, Nanda Baba said, his mood changed. You are saying that we are fortunate? That means you are really foolish. Because of everyone in the world, we are the most unfortunate. You are saying we have love for Krishna, therefore we are fortunate. But I said, you would have, we have no love for Krishna. If we had love for Krishna, why did Krishna leave us? It must be that Krishna was not satisfied by our affection, therefore he went somewhere else. Therefore we are the most unfortunate. If there was one father, that was Dasarath Maharaj, the father of Ram. When Ram, his son, went to the forest, Dasarath Maharaj could not live. He cried, Rameti, Rameti. He could not even chant the name of his son the third time, Ra. He left this world. He left his body in separation from his son. If there was one father, it was Dasarath Maharaj. He could not live without his son. But we are living, Uddhav. Therefore, this is proof we have no love for Krishna. Therefore, we are the most unfortunate. Then another mood came in Nanda Baba. Uddhav, you're saying we are fortunate. I thought I just lost my son. But you are telling me that I also lost the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like when a person finds a nice crystal. He sticks it on his mantelpiece. Many years it's there. Then someone steals it. He doesn't care. Then afterwards someone said, what happened to that diamond? What diamond? That huge diamond you had on your mantelpiece. Then what will happen? How much he'll weep? A diamond! I thought it was a piece of crystal. Nanda Baba began weeping. I thought I just lost my son, but Uddhav, you are telling me I lost God as well. Then Nanda began to weep bitterly. Uddhav became shocked. He presented knowledge of Krishna's position. Oh, Nanda Baba, Krishna is present everywhere. Just meditate on him. But Uddhav, the Brijvasis are not satisfied by meditation. Therefore, Uddhav's Sandesh failed miserably. Therefore, all night, Uddhav discussed Harikatha with Nanda and Yasoda. In the morning, at 4 o'clock, the gopis rose. Shama, what did they do? Govinda Damo Dhanamanaviti. The gopis thinking Krishna is here. Sometimes the gopis have spurti. Sometimes the gopis feel Krishna in their heart. Sometimes he comes directly before him. Sometimes in madness, the gopis forget Krishna has gone. Therefore, the gopis get up in the morning, decorate everything, and Govinda Damo Dhanamadaveti, they're churning milk. Thus, as the ladies of Vrindavan churn, and their songs blended with the sound of their churning, Govinda Damo Dhanamadaveti, Govinda Damo Dhanamadaveti, Govinda Damo. Thus their Sankirtan dissipated the unhappiness of the three worlds. All auspiciousness in every direction was dispelled by the chanting of the name and the mood of the gopis. Thus the gopis woke and saw the golden chariot that Uddhav had used to return to Vrindavan. The gopis said, whose chariot is this? And Gopi said, no, this is Krishna's. He sent his dut, his chamsha, his messenger here. Yes, Krishna now wants to show the gopis, see how great I am in Mathura. Even my servant, Go, Even my servant rides a gold chariot. Another gopi said, I know why Krishna has sent a Akura here. Uddhava feeling very bad. They're thinking I am a Akura. Now Kamsa is dead. There's no one to offer Pinda for his soul sacrifice. Therefore Krishna sent this Akura here to collect the hearts of all the gopis and take back to Mathura. When Uddhava heard this, he began to weep. So foolish I am. Why I came here in a golden chariot? I should have come here with bare feet. Therefore, Uddhava could not even make Nanda and Yasoda understand his sandesh, on how will he make the gopis understand. When the gopis saw Uddhava, they became astonished. Who is this handsome man? Where has he come from? Whom does he serve? He is wearing Krishna's cloth, ornaments and garland. Before Uddhava had left, Krishna had given him his own pitamba, his own garland, scented with the fragrance from his lotus hand. One point is the gopis would become so mad they would embrace the tamal tree. Radharani would embrace the knights, thinking everything was Krishna. But when the gopis saw Uddhava, who was dark, just like Krishna, who was wearing Krishna's cloth and garland, the gopis never embraced him. Sometimes we hear some nonsense saying, oh, he embraced the girl because he's a Mahabhagavat. What rubbish. The gopis never embraced Uddhava, even though he looked just like Krishna. Because Prem has its own marjada, Prem has its own rules. And the gopis, despite their intoxication, never break those rules. Even Radharani, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in madness of separation from Krishna, never spoke or never did one thing against Siddhanta of Bhakti. Therefore, gopis never embraced Uddhava. So, the gopis crowded around Uddhava, and we'll hear afterwards, Uddhava gave his message to the gopis. There the gopis took Uddhava to a solitary place. Uddhava gave his message to the gopis, the same message he gave to Nanda Baba. Krishna is present everywhere as the super soul. Where is the question of separation from Krishna when he is in every atom? He instructed the gopis, he gave Krishna's message to meditate on him. Therefore, gopis became angry with Uddhava. Uddhava! Gopis became angry. Shaman shamtam shanham maradan atoyam Uddhav sham hi sonam hai. Shamati sham gati sham amara pratipati andake lakrida sham nam hai. Sham tan shaman sham hamad paradan ato yam udav sham hi sukam se sham sukadalaya so balaya so badam se nohoy mandas bis ek ho gaya sham konara des. Udav gave his message, gopis, you should meditate on me. Gopis became angry. Are you quite mad, Udav? Udav tum badaburi durle ke pati ledka ayadori. Yo kahan rakha jahon sham rom sham sham hai. The gopis said, Ma Uddhav, you are quite mad. Uddhav tum bada bodhi. Bodhi means foolish. Pati leka, with your letter from Krishna, pati leka ayadori, you have run from a great distance with your message of yoga. But yog kahan rakha jahan rom rom sham hai. Understand? We have no place for Rome. We have no place for yoga. Because in every pore of our body, there only comes sham, sham, sham. Oh, Uddhava, you are telling us to meditate on Krishna. We give pranams to your meditation because nahoi mandas bis ek hogaya sham konaradi is. Uddhava, we don't have 10 or 20 minds. Uddhava, we only have one mind and Krishna stole that mind. We don't have an extra mind to perform your yoga. Therefore, sham mati sham gati sham hamana pranapati. Krishna is our goal. Krishna is our intelligence. Krishna is the Lord of our life. Isn't it? Sham sukha badalaya so sobadam hai. Krishna is our only goal, is his happiness. He is our only ornament. He is our only beauty. Therefore, ato yam Uddhav sham hi so kam hai. 24 hours a day, we only think of him, Uddhav. And you are telling us to do yoga. Uddhav, they became very angry and chastised Uddhav. Andaki lakriya da sham nam hai. We are blind, Uddhav, but we have the stick of the name of Krishna. The gopis rejected very strongly Uddhav's message to meditate. Uddhav became completely astonished, and Uddhav met Sorquachin Gopi. One gopi. Which gopi? Name is not given. Everyone knows that is Srimati Radhika. Krishna Dhyana, Krishna Sangha Dhyana Chanat, who was doing what? She was remembering. Hang on. She was simply remembering attachment to Krishna. The gopis asked Uddhav a question. Uddhav, our prem towards Krishna was pure. Our prem was not mixed. In this world, there is only mixed prem. Upadik prem. Selfish prem. Prem that has a material cause. For example, like a deer, a bird, a student, or a man. A bird stays in the tree when? When the fruits are finished, the bird runs. The deer stays in the forest, but when the forest is burnt, the animals leave. The student stays with the teacher, but after he's learned everything, he never returns. A man stays with a woman until the prostitute stays with a man until he has no more money, then she kicks him. A man stays with a woman, but after he's enjoyed her, he leaves her. In this world, this prem we see is upadik. It has a cause. Some selfishness is there. But Uddhav, our attraction to Krishna, our love for Krishna had no cause. And Krishna's love for us had no cause. We only loved him for his happiness, and he only loved us for our happiness. Uddhav, there was no selfishness in our relationship. It was completely pure. Therefore, Uddhav, can you tell us, how did it break if it was pure? Uddhav was silent. He could not answer. That Guru Maharaj said Uddhav went to Vrindavan to try to enroll in the College of Prem, but he could not even pass the entrance exam. Guru Maharaj said, forget about the entrance exam. Before you go to the entrance exam, you have to pass the gatekeeper. Uddhav could not even get past that. Therefore, he went to the University of Prem, Vrindavan. He met the headmistress Radhika and the sub-assistants Lalita and Vishakha. But Uddhav could not gain entrance into that school of Prem. Uddhav became astonished, and Uddhav was thinking, really, Krishna cheated me. Krishna said, Ne titarame priyatmani atmayoni shankara nacha shankashana no shri tata priyatmana ta bhavam. Uddhav, no one is more dear to me, not Shankara, not Brahma, not Lakshmi. Even myself is not as dear to you as Uddhav. Krishna cheated me. How much prem these Brijabasis have towards him. Uddhav thought, really, Krishna is not in Mathura. Krishna is completely present only here in Vrindavan. Therefore, there was Kwachin Gopi, one Gopi. Name is not given because the glories of Radharani should be given in a covered way. What was she doing? Dayanti Krishna Sangamam. She was remembering her past association with Krishna. When one bee, black in complexion, came to the feet of Radharani, mistaking her feet to be lotus, Naratam, then what happened? Okay, 1 out of 10. You should sit in the front. If it's in the back, you're just going to not pay attention and waste your life. Therefore, Radharani, thinking that bee to be a messenger of Krishna, she began to speak very disparagingly towards that bee. Very bad language she used for that bee, that messenger of Krishna. And really, Uddhav was thinking, oh, she is speaking about me. Because Uddhav is also a messenger of Krishna. Therefore, Uddhav was very much shocked, because only the gopis can speak like this about Krishna. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna says, Mor priya man kore kore bat san, vejstuti hoite hori moraman. When my beloved used very bad language for me, that steals my mind more than the Vedas. Therefore, there are many Geets, Yugal Geet, Brahma Geet, Gopi Geet, blah, blah. But the best one is the Brahma Geet, because it's spoken by Radhika. All the other Geets, like the Venu Geet, the Gopi Geet, different Gopis are speaking, but the Brahma Geet is only spoken by Radhika. Therefore, it's the life and soul of Srimad Bhagavatam. Give me the watch. Therefore, Radhika began speaking. Uddhav cannot even imagine that someone can speak like this about Krishna. Therefore, Guru Maharaj says this is called Premvivata. When a fan goes very fast in one direction, if you look up, it appears to be going backwards, like the propeller in the helicopter. It appears to be going backwards, so fast it's traveling. Radharani's prema is so fast and direct towards Krishna, it appears to go backwards. Therefore, Radharani manifests some of her man. Man means contrary mood. Therefore, there can be no question of man unless there's prema. Man means you have some quarrel with someone, loving quarrel. But how can I have a loving quarrel with Madhuka unless I love him? There's no question of man being angry at Krishna unless there's a deep relationship with Krishna. For example, man means if someone loves you and you neglect them. But if that person doesn't love you and you neglect them, they'll just go away, they don't care. Therefore, man can only be when there's complete attachment between lover and beloved. Therefore, Radharani here in these 10 verses manifests 10 forms of jalpa, prajalpa, anujalpa, bijalpa, prajalpa, many different types of ecstasies. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, out of his mercy, explains one by one the different moods of Radharani, different sanchari, different vyabhachari bhavs of Radhika. Like waves on an ocean that come and go momentarily, Radharani manifests these. Madhupakiteva bandhu mas prisangam sapatnyam. That bee was coming near the feet of Radharani. She began to speak, "O friend of a cheetah, don't touch my feet. I know that you are just like your master, Madhusudan. Same nature is there. Therefore, on your mustache I see some yellow color. You are completely intoxicated in such an impure state. How dare you touch me? Keep far away." Therefore, Radharani is saying, and at that time Uddhav looking at his mustache, "I have no yellow color there." Madhupakitava bandhu maspri sangam sapadya. "O friend of a cheetah, don't you dare come anywhere near me. Stay very, very far away. You are just like your master, because you and him have the same color, the same nature. Krishna is also black, you are also black. The bee also looks very nice, but you try and make friendship with him. What does he do to you, Prem? Stings you. In the same way we made friendship with Krishna, but he simply stung us and caused us pain. Therefore, because you have the same nature as Krishna, you must be his representative, his servant." The bee goes from flower to flower to flower, taking everything from the flower and leaving it. The same Krishna went from one gopi to another gopi, taking away everything they had and moving on to the next gopi. Madhupa, one name for the bee is Madhupa, who drinks madhu, who drinks honey. In the same way, when the bee drinks too much honey, he becomes crazy and goes to a bee with no goes to a flower with no honey. In the same way, we heard Krishna became so much mad going from one lady to another in Mathura. Became so drunk, he ended up going to a flower with no fragrance. That was Kubja, a deformed hunchback. Therefore, bee, don't you touch me. You are so much polluted and disgusting, just like your Krishna. Therefore, stay very far away. Don't touch my feet. I know where you learned all these tricks from. You learned them from Krishna. Therefore, Padma, the goddess of fortune, she may believe in the cheating words of Krishna, but we will not believe them anymore. Therefore, I see on your mustache you have some yellow color. Where did that come from? Gaurahari. That bee went onto the flower garland of Krishna in Mathura. Krishna has been embracing many ladies. Their makeup, their kumkum, which Krishna has embraced them, therefore their makeup has come on the flower garland. You've gone under Krishna's flower garland, therefore your mustache is now yellow. In such a disgraceful condition, how dare you come to me? The bee is buzzing. Zzz. Oh, Swamini, this is the natural color of my mustache. I don't know anything about any kumkum or anything. Therefore, Radharani said, "Let Krishna stay there very happily in Mathura. He can satisfy the senses of the ladies there. But one who sends a messenger like you must definitely be ridiculed. The Yadus must be so foolish, they don't know that Krishna is chasing after their wives, but still they're giving him so much respect. How much Krishna is making them foolish? Therefore, one who sends a messenger like you must definitely be foolish. Guru Maharaj says, human is sometimes foolish, but a four-legged animal like a donkey is even more foolish. How many legs does a bee have? Six. Therefore, one who sends a six-legged messenger, imagine how foolish is the messenger. And imagine how foolish the person who sends a six-legged messenger. Then the bee is saying, you are finding only faults in Krishna. I will go to Mathura and give him your message. Therefore, Radhu says, Sakrit adarasudam swamohinam payatva. Krishna gave us the nectar of his lips only once. Actually, Krishna gave many times, but the gopis, even though they spend so much all night with Radhik, with Krishna, Prem, sit properly. Even though Radharani spends all night with Krishna in the morning, she wakes up and sees, who are you? And she asks Lita, who is this very attractive boy? Lita says, oh Pagalini, oh Radharani, you're completely mad. All night you're with him and you don't know? She goes, no, I never know him before. Because Krishna is ever fresh, Radharani thinks, I never seen him before. Therefore, every day the gopis experience these things, Purvarag, meeting before separation, separation before meeting. Then they meet with Krishna. Every day there are the new moods of all these things. Therefore, Krishna made us drink the nectar of his lips only once. Then he left us. What a cheater he is, just like a bee will enjoy a flower and leave it for no reason. I cannot understand how Padma, the goddess of fortune, serves his lotus feet. She must be very foolish. The gopis thought, we were also foolish like that once, but never again. Now we know his real nature. Alas, it must be that Padma has also been cheated by his smiling face and by his attractive words. Therefore, the bee is singing more and more. O bee, if you read the conversation between Radharani and the bee is very nice. At your own time, you may do that. O bee, the bee is still humming. Radharani says, O bee, why are you wasting your time giving us Krishna Katha here? Iti Katha Puranam. The Katha of Krishna is very old news to us. Iti Katha Puranam means Krishna is mentioned in the Puranas, the Vedic scriptures. Or another meaning, Iti Katha Puranam. Radhika says, O bee, you only know Krishna for a few days in Mathura, but we know him from not only this birth, but many, many births. Therefore, I think you are very foolishly coming giving us Krishna Katha because we actually have no interest in that Krishna at all. Also, we are bankrupt. We have nothing to give you. Just like, what do you call them? The guys who play music? The buskers. If you're pleased with the busker, you give him 50 cents, a dollar note. Therefore, Radharani says, you are foolishly singing about Krishna because actually we have no desire to have any relationship with him. We have no desire to hear anything about him. Therefore, you are begging from the wrong persons. We have nothing. I think you should go back to Mathura and sing there Krishna Katha to the ladies of Mathura. Their breasts are burning with desire for him. We have no desire for him. Therefore, we are homeless beggars. You are wasting your time here. Therefore, what can we do? Krishna's nature is he charms the hearts of all women. He simply moves his eyebrows and smiles, and even the women of the demigoddesses become his. We are simply village girls. How we can compete with the beautiful ladies of Mathura? Therefore, our position is completely wretched. But even the wretched can chant his name. Uttam Shloka. Radharani would not say his name. Even the wretched can chant his name. Uttam Shloka. All throughout here, Guru Maharaj says, Radharani never says the name Krishna. So much she's angry at him. Sometimes she says that Asid, or she refers to that person who is not white. That non-white person means Krishna, blackish. Again, the bee came near the feet of Radhika. Visarjasidasi padam bedima aham chatur akarer. oh, you learn this chatukaja, you learn this very clever work of putting your feet on the head of ladies. We know where you learned all this from. You learned it from that debauchee Krishna, that non-white debauchee. You learned expert diplomacy from him, from this Mukunda. And now you are coming, putting your head on my feet with flattering words. But fool, this will not work anymore. We gave up everything for him. And he abandoned us. Therefore, that non-white person is simply ungrateful. Why should we make friends with him? Actually, B, you only know him for this birth. But we know him birth after birth. Purnamasi told us, this is not the fault of Krishna. This is the fault of all persons who are black. Radharani says, there was another black we heard from Purnamasi. His name was Ram. He was so attached to women. He took sannyas and went to sannyas. He went to Vanaprastha sannyas with his wife. Could imagine how mad he was for the attachment of women. One woman became attracted by his beauty. What did he do? He could have said, sorry, I'm married, I cannot do anything. He didn't do that. He cut off her nose and ears, that not only he would never enjoy her, but no one else would ever enjoy her. How cruel is he? What to speak of being cruel to a strange woman? He's cruel to even his own devotees. There was another black fellow. His name was Barman. He cheated his own devotee. I only want 3 steps of land. He took the whole universe, bound him like a crow, and pushed him into the lower planets. Therefore the bee said, my dear Swamini, if Krishna is so bad, then why are you always talking about him? And she said, what can we do? We can give up all friendship with that black boy, but we cannot give up talking about him. Because yet anachuta lila kana piyosa viprit sakridan adana. The topics of Krishna are the only wealth for the ears. If one who even one drop of that Krishna katha enters the ears, that person becomes wretched. They weep, they spend the rest of their lives weeping, and they come to Vrindavan like homeless birds. Means they become so much anxious to do bhajan, they don't even take a few coins from their home, they just run away there. Therefore they weep, and the persons who are left in the house, the wife and children, they also weep. Therefore, those persons become wretched. They travel here to Vrindavan and wander like birds, begging for a living. Alas, we became just like the black deer. The black deer is cheated by the flute sound of the hunter, Shamala. Then she comes and the hunter pierces them with arrows. We heard the flute sound of Krishna, we came near, and Krishna pierced us with his nails, and we felt the sharp pain of lust towards him. O messenger, please talk something else about Krishna, except Krishna. The bee is saying, I'm not saying anything about him. I'm just a bee, I can't even speak. You're the one talking about him day and night. She said, what can we do? The bee flew away. Radharani became very much afraid. That bee will go and tell everything that we're saying. The bee came back. Radharani's mood changed. My dear bee, how nice that you have come here again. I should honor you because you are a dear friend of mine. But why have you come here to make some reconciliation with Krishna? Alas, we cannot give him up, no matter how much we try. Even the goddess of fortune is on his chest. Therefore, what can we do? Alas, it is very sad that Krishna remains in Mathura. Does he remember us? Does he ever talk about us, even in a bad way? Does Krishna even say to the ladies of Mathura, you are very qualified and refined, not like those low-class gopis? Does Krishna even speak about us in a bad way? Alas, when will Krishna come and again put his lotus hand, which smells like a guru, upon our heads and call us his maidservants? Sometimes when that separation comes, then the devotee feels so much humility. Afterwards we'll hear, even Nanda Baba prayed to become, I want to become the servant of Krishna. Thus, Uddhava heard all these words. Uddhava felt very much ashamed. He became astonished. Uddhava had only read about prema, but he had never actually seen it. reading about Krishna Prema and experiencing directly is two completely separate things. Vijay Maharaj, then Uddhav became most astonished, and finally Uddhav began offering prayers to the gopis. Why Krishna sent Uddhav? Because if Krishna glorifies the gopis, then one may think, well, Krishna's just saying that because he loves them. Just like even if one's wife is very ugly, the husband will say, my wife is the most attractive woman in the world. Why? Because too much affection he has. Therefore, Krishna himself never directly glorifies the gopis because the whole world will not put faith in his words. But if Uddhav glorifies the gopis, Uddhav is brahmachari, completely celibate. Uddhav is a great learned scholar. We heard his qualifications there. Therefore, if a great personality like Uddhav glorifies the gopis, then the whole world will understand. The whole world can then think of the glories of the Brijabasis. Therefore, Uddhav, he stayed there for 3 months. The gopis spoke many, many things. Then finally, Radharani said, Ha Nath, Hey Ramana Nath, Brajanate Tinasanam, Magnam Udara Govinda Gokaram Brijnavanat, Hey Nath, Hey Mathura Nath. In separation, Radharani wept, O Lord, O Ramana Nath, O Lord, the best of all lovers, Brajanate Nasana, Hey Brajanath, don't forget, you are really Brajanath, the Lord of Vrindavan. Brajanath, Anatha Manasanam, you destroy all obstacles in Vrindavan. Won't you come here and again put your feet here in Vrindavan? The Brijbasis are drowning in an ocean of separation. We need the boat of your lotus feet. Therefore, Radharani saying like that, she fell unconscious. That time, Uddhav became astonished. Seeing how the gopis were always completely absorbed in Krishna and disturbed by separation from him, desiring to offer them all respects, Uddhav offered 6 prayers. Eta padam tanubritam gopivadu adar. Eta padam tanubrito bhuvi gopivadu govinda eva nikalatmati ruda bhava. Banchati yad bhava biyo munanim vayamscha kim brahma janmadi anantikatara sasya. Uddhav prayed, amongst all embodied beings, these gopis alone have achieved success, Gaurahari. Why? Govinda Eva Nikalatmani Ruda Bhava. Only they have developed Ruda Bhava, extreme absorption. Everyone's falling asleep. Only they have developed complete absorption and Govinda Eva Nikalatmani Ruda Bhava in the supreme soul of all souls, Govinda. Banchati yad bhava biyo munim bayamscha. Their love towards Krishna is desired even by perfected souls, even by me. Kim brahma janmadvi ananta katara sasya. What's the use of taking birth even as Lord Brahma if one is cheated of all these topics? If one cannot get a chance to hear these things, Mr. Gore. Kuyamas triya banachari vyabachari dusta. Krishneva chaisa paramatmani rudabhava nan isvaro anubhajato vidiso pishakshad shrayasthanoti adaga dvaja ipiyukta yukta. Alas, this some translation, Guru Maharaj said that he doesn't like these translations, the way they translate it here. Here they says, how amazing it is that these women who wander in the forest, who appear to have improper behavior, how amazing they have developed unalloyed love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Guru Maharaj doesn't like when they translate the verse like this. Guru Maharaj says that Uddhava is praying, alas, vanachari vyabachari dusta, alas, we have been spoiled by improper behavior. Because some think of the gopis have left their husbands and gone to Krishna, this is improper. But Uddhava is saying, no, me, Lord Shiva, we have been spoiled by improper behavior because we have not developed love towards the feet of Krishna like these women, like these gopis. Therefore, Nayam Sriyanga Unatantirase Prasadam Swa Yoshitam Nalinam Kuta Gandarucha Kuta Anya Rasotsavat Asibuja Dadanda Grihita Kanta Labdaishi Samba Udagad Brothers Sundarinam. The good fortune given to the gopis was not given even to the goddess of fortune. what to speak of any other woman in the heavenly planets. He Krishna put his arms around the neck of the gopis. That's what Guru Maharaj said in Jammu last year. That Krishna thinking, gopis, I am drowning. Please save me. Krishna did like that in the Ras Lila. Therefore, Krishna never did that to anyone else. Asamaho chalanarenu jusamaham sham brindavanam kimapi latago gunamau shalinam mambajan dustajam swajanam ajapattam bejomakunda shudavi bijomeva. Would have prayed, I want to become a tree in Vrindavan. And he thought, no. A tree is very proud, tall. A tree can get no chance to get foot dust unless there's a typhoon or something. Never I want to take birth as a blade of grass so the gopis can get a chance to walk on my head. Because yadusajam swajanamaram arya patam jahitva, the gopis have given up attraction to family members, given up civilized behavior. They have given everything to the feet of Krishna. Therefore, their prem is so glorified, even the Vedas cannot find it. Sorry for keeping you awake, girl. Yavai suyachitam ajadabhi atma kame yogeshwari apiyat apanarasa goshtam. He said, the gopis, the perfected souls, like Brahma, ajadabhi aptakame, the self-satisfied souls, they worship the feet of Lakshmi. But Lakshmi herself worships the feet of Krishna. Therefore, we can only think of Krishna within our mind, but the gopis have kept those same feet of Krishna upon their bodies. Therefore, vande nanda brajastrinam padarenam viksanam yasam hari katod gitam puniti bhavate trayam. Finally, Uva said, I pay my obeisances to the dust on the feet of the gopis. One speck of dust cannot be in the feet of two gopis. Therefore, Uddhava is paying his pranam to one gopi. Which gopi is that? Kishore? Srimati Radhika. Vande nanda brijastrinam. I give my obeisance to the foot dust of Radhika. Why? Because when the gopis chant the name of Krishna, their chanting purifies the three worlds. Sri Jai Sri Radhe. Come on. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Kote go prema mai Radhe Radhe. Therefore, Radha bhajana jadi mati nahi bela, Krishna bhajana thabi akarana gela. If you're chanting, doing Krishna bhajan, but your mind has not come to the feet of Radhika, then your Krishna bhajan is useless. Radha padabina Krishna nahi mile, Vijay. Without the feet of Radharani, how anyone can meet Krishna? Therefore, Uddhava's mercy to us, he showed us the goal. Take shelter of the ultimate. Ashray Tattva, Ashray Bhagawan, Srimati Radhika, and who is there who would not take shelter of the feet of Radharani, except for Vijay? Yad Brahma Sukha Nada Dabhisma Mukhya Radachito Nasahasya Purusasya Tasya. Even perfected souls like Brahma Rudra Sukha Nada Dabhisma Mukhya all think of the term Radhika Chananrenu Anasramami. All think of the feet of Radhika. Or to speak of perfected souls taking shelter of Krishna, of Radhika, sorry. Even Krishna desires that thing. Yat pada padma nakachandri mani chitaya bispurjatim akimini gopavadus adashi. Therefore, the Ras Lila, all that you could see was the shining toenails of Radhika, nothing else. Therefore, Radharani, she is the abode of Ladini Shakti. Ladini Shakti is that energy of Krishna which gives happiness to Krishna, and which is happiness to the jivas. Even Krishna without her cannot be happy. Even Krishna always desires her seva. The whole world thinks that we can serve Krishna. But in Vrindavan there is a different thinking. Therefore, Prabhadananda Saraswati Thakur says, Raho dasyam tasyam brishabhano brajaburi yasya putra puna pranaya anuraga yadi labde kim darame kimu sudargane kim cha labdena kim shama priya milato iti labda chakim. If I can get the service of Radharani, who is she? Vrishabhanu Putraha, the daughter of Vrishabhanu Maharaj. Iti pranayag anuraga yadi labde. She is the Murti, the personified form of anurag towards Krishna. that if I can get her service, kim daname kim ush. If I can get her service, then kim daname. What need for any dharma, vanashram dharma, any other type of dharma? Kim daname kim ush sudagane. What need for the seva of any demigod, even Mahadev or Brahma? Kim cha ishina. If I can get the service of Radhika, then I don't even need the service of the Supreme Ishwara, Krishna. Kim shama priya milena atilabdi cha kim. If I can get the shama, the service of Radhika, I don't even need the service of Krishna. If I get the service of Radharani, I'll get everything. Therefore, kotai go premamoy radhe radhe. Devata Goswamis, always weeping. Malan basa diyo gai breje dule gade gade gai. Therefore, Raghunath Goswami, always rolling on the dust of Vrindavan, knowing that yet kara para avajita para valirike rada padankita vilasin madura stadike rada yasa kagavalike rada yasa kagavala mata kagavalike rada vipna vihare radam ramatava manoma. Why not roll on the dust of Vrindavan? Because every speck of dust has the footprint of Radhika there somewhere. Every leaf has been touched by her hand. Every leaf, every flower, directly maintained by Radhika herself. Therefore, every pastime place there has the footprints of Srimati Radhika there. Therefore, who is that person who will not roll on the dust? Brajan Basa Diya Gai Braje Dule Gadi Gadi Gai. Raghunath Goswami always rolling on the dust of Vrindavan. His cloth was covered by the dust of Vrindavan. It appeared grey. Basa Nayanira Jari Radhe Radhe Mukhe Radhe Radhe Boli. Tears were always pouring from the eyes of Raghunath Goswami, and his mouth were always chanting the name of Radhika. But Srila Gaugamaya said, this song, Kotai Go Prema Moy Radhe Radhe, originally sung by Krishna himself. Kotai Go Prema Moy Radhe Radhe. Krishna himself, he is moving. Eba Dake Radha Kunde, Eba Dake Kusumbane. That Krishna himself went to Radha Kund, could not find Radhika. Then he went to Kusumban, Tamalvan, Govardhan. Kotai go prema mai radhe radhe. Krishna could not find Radharani, therefore Krishna rolled in the dust and his golden cloth became grayish in complexion. From the eyes of Krishna, tears came mukhe radhe radhe boli, and from his mouth he is always chanting the name of Radha. Therefore, even Krishna desires the service of Radhika, therefore why the insignificant jivas will not follow in his footsteps, because Krishna says, what activities the great man follow, the common men will also do. Of all great persons, Krishna is the greatest. Therefore, in Vrindavan, even Krishna wants the Sangha of Radhika. Therefore, why the insignificant jivas will not follow in his footsteps? Therefore, a little bit of Radha Tattva to finish, because from tonight we go into Dwarka. Therefore, Yasya Brahmeswarati Sudhuraha Padaravinde Pramamrita Karasa Pramamrita Chimat Parag Paramount with the Somi Lakshmi. Therefore, even the Brahmeshwarati, the supreme controllers of the universe headed by Brahma, Shiva, even Krishna himself, Sudhuraha Padaravinde, even for them, the footdust of Radharani is very far. Srimad Parag Paramadbhuta Sovaibhavaha. Her footdust, her Parag is very rarely achieved even for them. Sarvatasa Rasabhasi Kripa Diddhirishtis. Her footdust is like a shower of mercy. Tasyana mostu Bishabhanu Bhuvu Mahimna. Who can describe the glories of the daughter of Bishabhanu Maharaj? Therefore, Adayamu Dani Yatapud Yatudaja Gopi Kamyam Padam Priya Gunayir Apipichamoli Babot Sabena Bajatam Rasakamadenu Tam Radhika Chanadarenu Anusramami. Those gopis who know the secret of the mercy of Radhika, they always keep her foot dust here in the form of Sindhu. That's not Sindhu. The gopis wear the foot dust of Radhika. The lac which covers her feet, only those gopis who are marked with the foot dust of Radhika's lotus feet, only those gopis can enter Rasleela, otherwise cannot. Therefore, that foot dust is so powerful and so great, even the gopis desire it. What to speak of the gopis? Apipichamoli. Even Krishna who wears the pichamoli, the peacock feather on his head, even Krishna desires that foot dust. Why? Bhavat savena bhajatam rasakamadenu. She is the wish-fulfilling cow of Krishna Bhajan, of Rasa Bhakti, Devotam Radhika Chanadarenu Anusramami, who will not think of the feet of that Radhika. Therefore, just like when Lord Ram was struck by the arrows of Meghnath, Lord Ram was fallen unconscious and only one medicine could save him. What was that, Kishori? Can you think? The Jivausadi, the special Sanjivani medicine from the Himalayas, and Saivwe, Divya Pramod, Rasasa, Nija Anga Sangha, Piyusa Vichinise Abhisechayanti. Radharani, her beauty is like millions of arrows. Kandar Pakoti Sar Muchita Nandasuno. When those millions of arrows pierce the body of Nandasuno Krishna, he falls unconscious. What's the only medicine that can bring him alive? Sanjivani Ajayati Kapi Nakunja Devi. At that time, no other medicine will bring Krishna to life except the touch of his lotus hand. Then, Yad Kinkarishu Pahusa O Karukakovani Nityam Parasya Purusa Swasikanda Mauli. Tasya kada rasanidhi brishabhanu jayas tankeli kunja bhavananjana majanasham. Prabhananda Saraswati Thakur, he's Lalita, actually. But still, even Lalita and Vishakha have agreed to serve like the Manjaris, who would not. Therefore, Prabhananda Saraswati Thakur's humility, who can get the direct service of Radhika? Even for Krishna, it's very difficult. Even perfected souls like Brahma, Shukra, Rudra, it's very hard even for them. Therefore, Prabhananda Saraswati Thakur thinking, what chance will I have for the service direct of Radhika? Therefore, I desire Yadi Kankarisa Bahoso. Let me come a servant of the servant of the servant of Radhika. Let me come a straw in the broom which maid servants of Radhika used to sweep the kunjas of Vrindavan. Therefore, Vrindavani Sava Mahat Upaya Durad Vrindavatema Anusar Pranayena Chitta. Therefore, my dear brothers, giving up everything which is considered mahat, great, wealth, pratishta, attraction to the opposite sex, material enjoyment. Vrindavani Savadhama Upaya Durad, give pranam from a great distance to all those things. Vrindavanim Anusa Pranayena Chitta. And with your mind full of attraction to Vrindavan, come and take shelter here. Sattarini Krita Sudasu Bhava Rasogyam. Dear brothers, there is one medicine which you can easily cross the ocean of birth and death. Saturini Krita Sudbhava Sudhara Sogyam. There is one medicine which is an ocean of ras, an ocean of nectar. If you chant like many sadhus in the past, you will also easily cross birth and death. What is that? Radha Abhinana Ita Divya Nidamastri. That is the name of Radha, which is like a treasure chest of nectar. Who will not want the merciful glance of Radhika? Even Krishna is desiring that. Kenapi nagara vedena padene patye sampratite kapatirambara sotsaveya sabru vibangam atiraga kadanite te siradika nayati nayati girahasunomi. The whole world wants the mercy of Krishna, but Krishna wants the mercy of Radhika. Therefore, kenapi nagara vena padene patye. He's Prabhananda Saraswati Thakur says, when I will have darshan of Radha Krishna, which darshan? Where Krishna, who is the crest jewel of all heroes, he is coming begging Radharani for the festival of one embrace of her lotus hand. But Radharani, girapi nayati nayati sinomi. But Radharani is declining, go away, I don't want to look at you. When will I have darshan of that Radha Krishna? She is Yatpada Padma Nakachandra Mani Chitaya Vispujitam Kimabhi Gopavadusu Adarshi. Therefore, when millions of gopis were dancing in the Rasarina, Prabhananda Saraswati Thakur says, I never saw anyone Adarshi. I never saw any other gopi. My mind was just fixed on the glistening toenails of her lotus feet. Therefore, Vrindavaneshwari Tava Padaika Padaravinde. Krishna himself is coming. And Krishna himself is saying, O Vrindavaneshwari, you are the controller of Vrindavan. Pranamamriteka makaranda rasogya punam. Your lotus feet are full of an ocean, a flood of nectar. Ridhi apitam madhupuri. Therefore, madhupuri Krishna himself is saying, I offer myself to you, Radhika. Smarat ukratapam. Without your association, I am burning. Nivapayad paramasitalam asrayami. Please extinguish the body burning in my mind by putting your lotus feet upon my head. Therefore, Prabhananda Saraswati Thakur. You can imagine what type of rasik Vaishnav he is. Radharani is Vaidagda Sindhu, Anuraga Saikya Sindhu, Vatsalya Sindhu, Atichandar Ati sandu ke paika sindu. Lavanya sindu, amrita chavi rupa sindu, si radhika spuruti, mirini yuridi keli sindu. Vaidagda sindu. Radharani is an ocean of cleverness, expertise. Kama keli pandita. She is expert in all wonderful activities. Anurag or the Saika Sindhu, she is an ocean of Anurag, attraction to Krishna. Vatsalya Sindhu, and those who have taken shelter of her, she is like a mother, ocean of motherly affection. Maradharani is really the universal mother. In Vrindavan, all Brijavasis are maintained and protected by her. She is an unlimited ocean of affection towards all. Ati Sandra Kripaika Sindhu, she is the personified form of mercy. Lavanya Sindhu, all beauty has appeared in her form. Amrita Chavirupa Sindhu, her form is full of nectar. Si Radhika Spuritame Rudikeli Sindhu. O Radharani, I hope that the ocean-like, your ocean-like activities may appear in my heart. Therefore, finally, Bhagavatam, the topmost portion of the Bhagavatam, which is the Gopi Gita, there describes the glories of Radhika and nothing else. Finally, Uddhav, he did pranam at the feet of Radharani, therefore his worship of Krishna, his visit to Vrindavan became completely successful because he could understand the glories of Radharani. He prayed to the feet of Radhika. Therefore, Uddhav could understand after, really this is the mercy of Krishna, that I began to become attracted to meditating on the feet of Radhika. Therefore, Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Uddhav stayed there 3 months and became afraid. If I stay here any longer, I'll also become mad like the gopis, weeping day and night. Therefore, Uddhav ran from Vrindavan and took shelter again of Krishna there. So, Krishna stayed in Mathura for 17 years. What pastimes happened then? How Krishna transferred himself to Dwarka? What pastimes he performed there with the 16,008 Dwarka Ramanis, the queens of Dwarka? We'll hear tonight. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran Ki Jai, Jai Jai Sri Radhe.